Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, you may have read about this artist that you're about to hear on the Ralphie Radio Show from a number of different media outlets. It seems like everywhere you go, she's been, I mean, whether it's Rolling Stone or even though we don't think too much of them, Perez Hilton has featured her as well. She has a song called White Flag that we're going to spin for you later tonight with the Daily Download. Right now, though, calling in from California, Ms. Ashlyn Huff. Hi, Ashlyn.
Hi.
You know, it's so funny. I went to look you up on Twitter, Ashlyn. I typed in two N's instead of one.
Yes.
Now, this was interesting because an account came up. The name on the account was not Ashlyn Huff, and it said, click here for Ashlyn Huff's official account. Do you have that account as well, the one with two N's?
Oh, no, that's not me. I have no idea who that is.
That's somebody being super nice, though, because then it directed me to the right one.
That's so nice of him.
You got to check that out. I thought that was, like, a smart move on, like, your team's part to, like, get the one with two N's as well, because I'm sure there's other people like me that type in two N's when there's really supposed to be one. But
my name can be spelled many other ways, apparently.
So I ended up linking up with your actual Twitter, Ashlyn, and I noticed you do a lot of updates through the web. Do you, like, use your phone at all to update, too, or no?
I use my iPhone, and I love to be able to do it on the computer because it takes less time.
Right.
I'm a better typer on the computer, but I'm on the road a lot, so I'm constantly on my iPhone. So when I'm in the airport, in a car, anywhere where it's just too much to get out my laptop, I'm definitely on the iPhone.
Gotcha. Okay, so you do use both as well. And you're on the road a lot, obviously doing a lot of promotion. I mean, one of the things I like about you, the song's cool, don't get me wrong, but you are, like, really hustling right now, and you're getting a lot of press from a lot of places that you wouldn't necessarily expect a new artist like yourself to get press. The Rolling Stone thing definitely, I'm a Rolling Stone subscriber, I love that magazine. Like, so when I saw that you were reviewed in there, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. I mean,
so fortunate.
No, you're very fortunate, and it's great that you recognize that as a new artist, but how, is it your publicist? Is it you just on the grind? How are you getting all this press? I'm sure other new artists are curious as to how somebody does it.
I would say it's probably a mixture of everybody. I've got the best team. I have a great publicist. I have a great manager. We all, like, I started, like, our team motto is hustle. And so anything that, like, we leave no stone unturned. You can set up a review, but they don't have to like it.
Speaking of the reviews, obviously the Rolling Stone review was a positive review for the most part, and they compared the song White Flag to a lot of other pop songs that we play here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Do you agree with that? Were you happy to hear that?
The fact that they gave me 3 stars, I was happy with that. And I don't mind being compared to other artists. That's a good thing. No, I'm happy with anything. And if they didn't like it, that's just how it goes. If someone says I hate it, then that's completely their prerogative, Bobby Brown.
Nice shout out.
I was like, I heard of that song in my head while I was saying it. So I had to say it.
All good. By the way, Britney Spears would have been an acceptable answer there too, Ashlyn, but it's all good. Bobby Brown was cool as well. Ashlyn,
well,
Huff here.
I did think of it because and I love that cover, but I would hate to overlook the original.
Of course. No, very cool. That was very respectful of you, Ashlyn. I appreciate that. We're talking with Ashlyn Huff here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so let's talk more about the song White Flag, which again, like we had mentioned before, featured in Rolling Stone and on Perez Hilton and a number of other websites as well. Was there any, like, a real-life story behind it? Like, what inspired the song?
It is a real-life story. The song's about finding love in places you wouldn't have looked before. So instead of it being a bad song, like, normally it's bad to raise your white flag or surrender to anything, especially for girls that are always being told to be empowered. But for this song, it's about a guy that's always around. You always notice him, but you don't notice him in that way. And then all of a sudden, you just take a shot, and it ends up being a great thing. And you end up really liking the guy or falling in love with the guy. For me, it was the latter, so it worked out.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And still is working out?
Still is, yeah.
Wow, that's nice. He's got to love the fact that, like, you have this, like, song now. It's getting featured everywhere that he helped inspire.
So he's like, dude, you didn't notice me for years. I'm like,
oh, no. But I'm glad it all worked out, and it seems obviously the career's working out as well, and the song too. You'll hear that song, by the way, later tonight with the Daily Download. It's called White Flag here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Ashlyn Huff, hey, thank you so much for calling in from Cali.
Thank you. You are so fun.